Welcome to the Magical Mothering Podcast. I'm Danielle Foster, naturopath, energetics therapist, and nurturer of mums who are struggling with disconnect whilst raising highly sensitive kids. Today, I'm going to be talking about the priestess of motherhood and why it's important that we need to reclaim this priestess within and embody her to be able to thrive in our motherhood. So if you are loving this podcast, please give it a like, a subscribe, and share it with your friends. Show it some love and let me know what you are resonating with, and I can formulate this to suit you and what you are calling in and what you're needing from me today. So let's get started with why it's important that we need to embody this priestess of motherhood and who she is and what does it mean. So for me in my personal journey and why I do this work is because I was feeling really disconnected as a new mom. And how that came across for me was that I had a toddler who never slept since birth. Like, it was very rare to get a solid amount of sleep out of her. And then I had a new baby. And I felt like I was drowning. I had this feeling that there was this hum, this, you know, when you are underwater and you just feel like you can't get any air, you can't be able to be heard, you can't even hear yourself think. There is that hum around you, that fuzz, that brain fog. And you just can't trust yourself because you don't know what it is that you even want. You feel like you are floating around without any direction, no purpose to your days. The monotony of your tasks drive you crazy. And there is that feeling, that burning, that itching under your skin of rage that you don't really know where to direct it. You don't want to be an angry mum, so you push it down and you hold it onto it, but it will come out in sparks and moments with your partner, or a snap at your child when they're asking for something for the umpteenth time. Okay, there is this self-conscious awareness or this hypervigilance that is just buzzing around you, and it's just really unsettling. You feel completely out of ease. And yeah, this is diagnosed as that postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety. It's just so common. Okay, it's also at a time where our bodies are physiologically at the most depleted. We are not connecting with our nourishment, which comes from the foods that we are eating, and nourishment of the mind, and nourishment of, yeah, not just the body and the foods you're eating, and the movement and the joy and the sensuality and the pleasure. All of that feels like it's being put on the back burner, and all of your energy and drive is taking the care of your children. And this can help or lead to you feeling really disconnected from yourself, the earth, energy, presence, your pleasure centers, your partner, your relationships. You feel like, who the fuck am I? I do not know this person. This is completely foreign to me. What has happened? This is that awakening, or that harsh awakening of motherhood, that initiation that so many modern women are thrown into when we are not properly initiated into motherhood by being surrounded by communities where it is a normal occurrence to move through this phase slowly. We're really thrown into it. I know that when I was a new mum, I didn't know any other new mums until I was thrown into a room at the local community center with a bunch of other new mums who were all really struggling to work out what it is that we're doing. And we have maternal health nurses telling us that it needs to be in this order. And if it's not in that order, then you need to fix it because that's wrong. That was my experience anyway. There was no normalcy of trusting your instincts. There was no normalcy of being able to listen to your baby's signals or anything like that. So it's really important that we start to embody our inner priestess, especially in our motherhood phase of life. So yes, we can be a priestess in all phases of our life, but my work is specifically talking to that mother archetype, the mother phase, when we are putting others in front of our own needs. This is the motherhood phase, that benevolent giving version where we can be tilted into the martyrdom of motherhood. And I don't want us to fall into the martyrdom of motherhood. The martyrdom is building towards resentment and disconnect, and it is not creating lifelong relationships with our children, with our partners that grow together. But the mother archetype can also be nurturing and soft and healing and educating as that guide through your motherhood. That's what I want for you. I want you to be that guide, that leader for your children who listens, and she is able to be in that benevolence. Is what I mean from that is that you are able to be present and listen and take on board your children's concerns or your partner's concerns and build a presence that is able to direct change, affect change, that is built from everybody's values, taking it all into consideration. And this is why we've ended up on this attachment parenting, respectful parenting, leading to an unschooling lifestyle in my own journey, has been this evolution of what is this motherhood. I want to just come back to that giving and kind energy that is present in motherhood, or the archetypal mother. It doesn't necessarily mean nice or a pushover. And that's really important to decipher the difference between kind and nice, because niceties are often pushing our own needs aside to make others happy or to make others feel comfortable. And we don't need to be doing that to be in the benevolence of motherhood. We don't need to be putting ourselves last. One thing that I am really passionate about is to thrive in our motherhood, we need to serve ourselves first. And this is what creates that benevolence of motherhood, is that you are at capacity, you are overflowing and able to give back. When we are depleted and our capacity is diminished, we have nothing left. We're scraping the bottom of the barrel and saying, take it, take everything that's left of me. You can have it all. And that is not what we want to be giving. We don't want to be giving the scrapes from the bottom. We want to be giving everything, the love and abundance that we have built within ourselves, that is overflowing for our family, our loved ones, our community. And so that requires some boundaries, and that requires the mother who is able to be kind and benevolent and giving within her capacity. So it's knowing when is the time to cycle into rest, knowing when is the time to step back, knowing when it's okay to say no. The priestess of motherhood, she is completely capable of saying no without feeling that overburden of guilt that is so common in modern motherhood, that, you know, it's just a given that guilt goes with mothering, because we're taught that we shouldn't be putting ourselves first, that it's about giving everything we have to our children. Let's rewrite these worlds. Okay, let's talk about this priestess energy. The priestess, she is able to stand between worlds. She stands between the seen and the unseen. She stands between the physical and the spiritual realms, stands between both realms, a foot in each world. She is very aware of the practicalities and the requirements and what is needed to be able to make things happen in the physical, practical world. But she is also very aware. She notices the slight, subtle shifts of energy, the intuitive undercurrents of the requirements that are needed to tie it all together. So let's look at this in a practical term of motherhood, is that she knows that this, and this has to happen before we can get out of the door at this time to make it here by that time. You know the story. But the priestess of motherhood can feel the undercurrents of pressure and the brewing anxiety that her child is feeling. And so she is able to step in and compensate and carry and ground them and guide them, moving them through slowly and with purpose and direction to help pull it all together. The seen and the unseen. This is where, as highly sensitive people, we are utilizing our strengths to be able to be that hypervigilance that picks up all of the details instead of it driving our anxiety and driving the pressures. It's actually going to be serving us to anchor those hypervigilance and that highly intuitive awareness into how we need to lift and support, direct, shift, move, prod, pull back. When is that necessary? It's about shifting those perspectives around, and we get there through nourishing our nervous systems, increasing our capacity through boundaries, creating rhythms and rituals that work in alignment with our values and our families' unique requirements to thrive. Everybody's different. Everybody has different strengths and needs. So the priestess is able to see both the conscious and the unconscious. And this is also relating to the shadow aspects of our own healing journeys, our own triggers, what's lying beneath those triggers and those things that are driving that itch under the skin that is causing that burning rage. Where's that come from? Giving you the opportunity to explore that and dive into that and understand yourself at a deeper level, understand yourself at that unconscious level, what you have pushed into that unconscious space, what you have pushed down, repressed, ignored, all of the shame and the fears, letting those be felt, letting them be held. And it's really, really important that we become really comfortable in our depths. And when I say depths, that's the depths of our emotional selves. It's the depths of the water element of understanding that all emotions are valid and being really present with them. And so that when our children come up with these big emotions, we're able to be there with them in those big emotions without it triggering us into those spirals of anxiety, without it causing those flares of guilt and that we haven't done enough. And you'll notice that when you are not honoring your boundaries and your capacity, your nervous system care, and making sure that you are nourished in your motherhood, you'll have more of those triggers, more of those moods and energies that shift and change are going to turn you into that guilt and shame more often. And that's a signpost for you to honor yourself, to bring yourself back into your priestess energy. This is my mission, to be able to pull together the energetics, the emotional, and the physical requirements that our bodies need to thrive so that we can do this together. Okay. How do we get there? To get there, it takes that recognition of our witch wounds. So the witch wound has come up for me a lot lately in a lot of, you know, when you see something that just keeps popping up over and over and over again. And it's something that we address in the Priestess of Motherhood. Everybody that does a mentorship with me in some form is going to be looking into their witch wound. And it's something that I want to share with you and talk to you about, because the witch wound is, and I'll do another podcast on this down the track that's just specifically on this, but it's doesn't mean that you have to be a witch to have a witch wound. Just like you don't have to have a terrible mother or an abusive mother or trauma to have a mother wound. It's the same sort of thing. And I'll talk about that another time too, if you'd like. But the witch wound is about the persecution of the feminine. It's about the persecution of your intuition and your ability to go your own way, to make choices that are different from the crowd. Because when women would be confident in their bodies, voluptuous, confident, flirtatious, they would be turned against by the women in the town, accused of witchcraft and burned, hung, drowned, rejected from their communities. When a woman is comfortable in her sexuality, she is shamed. This is a perpetuation of that witch wound. When you are different, the witch was always cast out to live on the edge of town, whether she did that herself or because she just couldn't deal with what was going on over there. And get me, I relate to that as that introvert that likes to keep to herself, that lone, the loner energy, archetypal thing, hermit. Love that energy. But there's also that cast out because she doesn't feel like she fits in to that world. Or they've cast her out and said, you don't fit here. You don't belong. There's no place for you. It's very, very common when you start to, especially coming into your motherhood as a highly sensitive person who starts to want to mother her child in ways that people around you are not doing. Maybe it's that you're mothering differently to how your mother mothered you, and she's your only support, and saying, oh, well, actually, I did it this way, and that worked for me. That worked out great. Or you've got some sort of health practitioner telling you it needs to be a certain way that just doesn't sit right with you. I know as a new mum who didn't have a lot of family support around me, I was listening to health professionals in my first baby, and their advice just seemed so foreign to me, but I had nothing else to lean into. I had no community of mothers around me. So I did what they said, and it felt so wrong in my body. So moving against that and doing something that felt better to me took so much courage for me to step out and say, actually, I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing what you said. I'm not coming back to these appointments. And it took me until I had my second baby to say, things are changing and this is happening differently. So we'll go into that in another podcast. There's so many threads here that we can explore. But so keep listening, everybody, because there's more juicy stuff coming. But just wanting to touch on this witch wound is the persecution of the feminine qualities, of the intuitive, the being able to trust your instincts, the wise woman who is able to be connected to nature, heal with the cycles of the seasons and what the earth is giving her to heal, like plant medicine, herbs. As a herbalist, it is so interesting the amount of proof we need to supply for the usage of and safety of plants that have been used for centuries in traditional healing, comparing that to pharmaceuticals that are let out into the world with multitude more side effects and challenges to the human body. And that's not put under as much scrutiny. The wise woman healer, trusting yourself. This is what I want for you in your motherhood, to be able to trust yourself when it comes to nourishing your children and what they need to thrive. It's okay to need a guide with that, and that's why I'm here. Being able to move and honor the cycles. So with this, I'm talking about balancing the masculine and the feminine. And the masculine cycle is following the sun. This is your circadian rhythm. The masculine hormones, or the masculine hormonal cycle, is 24 hours. Following the circadian rhythm, the sun, the light that shifts from the morning to the evening, balancing your cortisol, your drive hormones, your melatonin with the sun. This is what we need to do, is be in alignment and connection with the earth and the earth rhythms. And then there's the feminine cycles of the moon, our menstrual cycles, being able to understand what our menstrual cycle is communicating to us through our body, and being able to read these vital signs to indicate to us our health and where we need to pay attention. Are we resting enough? Which is another feminine trait, to be able to surrender and go slow. Very yin energy, as opposed to the yang of being on call all the time, working into the night, every night. You know, that go, go, go all day, never being able to stop or take a break. It's very, very common in the modern motherhood to be able to keep up with societal expectations, is that we are going nonstop, and then we can't shut our brains off in the end of the day. We're not allowing ourselves to drop back into our feminine of rest. So we're throwing our cycles out. We're throwing our cycles out of balance. We're disconnecting from the earth and our place on it and our bodies, and therefore disconnecting from our relationships, because yes, hormonal imbalances drives our rage. It drives our discomfort with our bodies, because it is going to send us into that insulin resistance, having high cortisol and having dysregulated menstrual cycles. It's going to drive us into holding weight, feeling uncomfortable, feeling sluggish, feeling brain fog, feeling all of these things, bringing it back together, reconnecting with yourself, your feelings, your shadow aspects, your cycles. Taking time when you're bleeding to move into your red tent, to create a ritual around your cycles, morning rituals, evening rituals, sacred acts of intention that call you into purpose, that call you to live in alignment with your values. This is the priestess of motherhood. She is living a value-led life. She is living a life that is aligned with cycles, that has the capacity for rest, for time for moving slow, for space to say no, and this is enough for me right now. To be able to move with the balance and listen and be present and grounded. And that is how we co-regulate with our children. Our children need that safe space to regulate. They need a guide who is grounded and present and benevolent, but not the martyr. She is not the pushover. She is strong. She has a quiet, graceful, grounded presence. And she can be loud, and she can be larger than life. And she is able to be confident and happy in her body, loving her connection with pleasure. Comfortable with the comings of age, the letting go of life and death, the cycles. We lean into our seasons to teach us that. We lean into the earth. We lean into our vitality as a signpost for where we are moving with this. So I'd love to hear how this resonates for you. Thank you for joining me, Dania Foster, for this magical mothering podcast. If you've enjoyed listening, please show your support with a like, a subscribe, and a share with your friends. I really appreciate your love and your feedback. If you'd like a more intimate container to work with me, then come and chat with me about the Priestess of Motherhood mentorship journeys. 6 months to be able to bring your emotional, spiritual, and physiological hormones, gut health, everything that's contributing to your depletion at the moment into alignment. Lots of love for you. Goodbye.